And now one of the biggest country stars has recorded that song, and I'm gonna get rich. And you know, I'm totally kidding, because I don't care about that, and you know I don't care about that. I just, people get mad at me because Toby Keith records my songs and does videos, and I know a lot of you own businesses, and I know that when your customer comes in the store, you ask them what their politics are before you sell them anything. Give Willie a mortgage. Cripes. Remember when we had that, when you all voted that guy named Mike Harris in? Oh yeah, you didn't vote for him, that's right. It's like I never met anybody who voted for Brian Mulroney in this country, but he got in twice. Nobody I know voted for him. And then we had Ernie Eavesdroff, remember that guy? The Riddler. He was like the Riddler, wasn't he? I used to say that Mike Harris used to have me take these guys out on the workfare program. Of course, in America, they didn't know what that meant. Now we have McSquinty. And I'm trying to keep going. You know what I'm trying to keep going is the Etobicoke incinerator, ladies and gentlemen, because I know you're not getting the dump because it's going down to London, but it'll be you next time. And so you should be for the Etobicoke incinerator, too. Do you know what I mean? Toronto should burn their garbage in the Etobicoke incinerator. Right? Right? All the Europeans incinerate, you know. They incinerate because it's healthier. It makes more, it's cleaner. It's Earth Day, so I'm giving you a little speech on this. So, you know, let's get some shirts made that say, I'm for the Etobicoke incinerator. McSquinty has built all these windmills along the north shore of Lake Erie. Huge, ugly, terrible looking. I'm a fan of the windmill, but these are particular. This looks like the War of the Worlds over there. They've put so many right in farms, backyards, and everything. And this is the story about this. This is the story. I was giving my little 2 minutes on Earth Day. Would you keep filling a pail up if it was leaking, or would you plug the leak first? You'd plug the leak first. So until you get everybody to stop using. So, you know what? If we all just did what we're supposed to do, we wouldn't have to put up windmills because our energy's really cheap. It's true. It's not them. Everybody's going, hemp. Oh, no, that's the other bullshit thing. Oh, that was last generation's bullshit thing, wasn't it? Remember, hemp was going to take over the world then? Oh, yeah. You need a mortgage to buy a pair of pants. I forgot. Well, now everybody talks about putting solar panels up and windmills, and I did it. I ran a farm off the grid for many, many years. I know what it's about. But I'm telling you right now, you got to plug the hole before you figure out how to put the water in. And that's all backwards. So you can all be like little windmill hippie. But you're full of shit. Sorry. I said the same thing about hemp, and didn't play here for 5 years. So. Well, here's one I'd like to send out to all the father-in-laws who are here tonight. This one's called, I Don't Miss Her Anymore, But I Sure Do Miss Her Dad.